Page 138. April Fool's Day, 1st of April. April Fool's Day is a day of hoaxes and jokes. In many countries, people use this chance to play pranks on their friends and family. The goal is to tell a lie that the person you're fooling thinks is true and goes to check it out. It's not enough just to tell a lie. You actually have to make the person you are tricking do something or go somewhere because they believe your story. In some countries, the jokes only last until noon, but in other countries, they last the whole day. The media plays a big part on this day, and they try their best to fool their readers and audience. People know this and often try to find the hoax in the paper, but many don't remember, and usually many people get fooled. One of the first April Fool's pranks in the Icelandic media happened in 1957. The news reporter on the national radio station reported that a ship was sailing on the river Ölvesá, heading to Selfoss. People went to check this out, but of course no ship was sailing on the river. Some good April Fool's tricks from the media. 1950. The Dutch television news told their viewers in the 1950s that the Tower of Pisa had fallen over. Many people were shocked and contacted the television station. Page 139. 1962. There was only one TV channel in Sweden in 1962, and it broadcast in black and white. Kjell Stensson, a technical expert, appeared on the news and told the viewers that thanks to new technology, they could now change their black and white televisions into colour sets. All they had to do was pull a nylon stocking over their TV screen. Stenson showed how this was done. Thousands of people were fooled. 1998. Burger King published a full-page advertisement in USA Today introducing a new item on their menu, a left-handed Whopper, especially designed for left-handed Americans. According to the advertisement, the new Whopper included the same ingredients as the original Whopper, but everything had been rotated 180 degrees for the benefit of left-handed customers. The following day, Burger King told the truth, but thousands of customers had already gone to restaurants to order the new sandwich. At the same time, many others had come to Burger King asking for their right-handed version. 2008. The BBC told its viewers that cameras had spotted flying penguins. They even posted a fake video on the internet that became one of the most viewed videos. Later, the BBC posted another video explaining how they used special effects to make people believe that the penguins were flying.